Lord, grant us peace of mind and help our hearts to not be troubled during these difficult and uncertain times. Give us the strength and grace to trust in you. Amen. The winds, the incredible ecstasy experience Ezekiel had. Jesus and Blessed Mother, how very amazing. Jesus began, "Yes, it will not be very long now. Prepare yourselves for a radical stripping down of freedoms and access to things. Soon it will begin, and all will be amazed at the changes in the world. Things they never expected to cease will be taken from them overnight, including people and children. You will no longer hear the song of the bride and the bridegroom. It will be dark, gloomy, as if the whole world stood still." Lord, I know you want me to speak about heaven and upbeat things. Should I share this message? I am giving it to you to share so they will not be shocked. It would be good for everyone to get used to very plain food and be grateful for it. Society as you know it will disintegrate. There will be looting and shooting, desperate people searching desperately for their daily bread. Claire, yes, Lord? Don't for 1 minute allow yourself to think you have been abandoned by me. Just when your heart feels like it is breaking, I will come through. Do not worry about anything. I know exactly how things will unfold, and my angels will surround you and the refuge and everyone here. Forgive me. I am worried they will steal our goats to eat them. Let them go, he continued. Do not try to hold on to anything. Let it all go. I will cover and protect everything. Cease your worrying. I will not forsake you nor forget you in your needs. Cleave to me and worry about nothing. I sent you that rapture dream to alert you to the closeness of the hour. You know and understand what that means. So many changes in equipping for those not taken that I do not want you to grieve or lose hope. Everything is planned out. You needn't concern yourselves with any of it. Be more concerned about the souls who are going to hell if they do not repent. Make this time one of ministry and repentance, releasing all cares to me. Focus on the souls, my beloved ones. I will send you souls who need you. You are prepared for that. You will bring them comfort and hope. Remember, first and foremost, you are an anointed prelate of the church, a bishop, and your concern is not about money or goods, but souls. Oh, how I cry for souls. Please focus on souls and be there for them. So many feel condemned for what they have done. They are deeply in need of forgiveness and understanding. Some will become saints. Those I am sending you are a mixed bag. Don't worry, my precious ones. I will send you the anointing when it is needed the most. You will not be lethargic and uncaring. On the contrary, you will be able to minister to all their needs. Do not allow yourselves to grow weary in well-doing. Lord, I am having a hard time connecting the dots for the rapture. Yes, I know. You have much conflicting information and impressions, but as I told you earlier, you do understand what is about to happen, and you will be prepared. You have been prepared for this time for decades. Even your birth situation was designated to prepare you. I was an only child. My mother was constantly gone working or going out with friends. I led a very, very lonely childhood. I had to entertain myself, and sometimes with the wrong things. Thank God for his forgiveness. Jesus continued, "Yes, you are well prepared, and whether you understand it or not, my very own mother was a strong influence on your childhood. She too knew your destiny, and so she made arrangements for you to learn what was necessary." Lord, what do you want to say? My sweet spouse, I say to you, peace. I have cared for you from the cradle to the event soon to come. You are obeying me with your music, and for this I am happy. Keep it up until the very last minute. But what about caring for the people so wounded that you are going to send us? You will know when to work and when to stop. The anointing will be there for everything. I feel like you are saying I will be here after that event to help the people you send us. No, you will not be here after the rapture. But there are several events leading up to it, which you will live through and participate in ministry in. Please do not concern yourself with the details. I have covered that. My dove, you are coming home soon.